Crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
Off to the double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
All right, time for the crossover on a Friday. Gary Sharp Show featuring George. If you missed it, in our last hour, we brought up the fact that Hank Aaron had passed away. The Hammer and Hank Aaron, who for a long time was one of the faces of Major League Baseball, passed away earlier this morning. Time for the Gary Sharp Show featuring George.
Yeah, that's he just was shown in Georgia getting his COVID-19 vaccine.
That's tough.
He coming from the baseball world, and I've gotten the luxury. I could still work in baseball on the side here, but it's such a small world. And I actually met him twice, and then Craig Sager, who the minor league team I worked for in Fort Myers, because Craig Sager once in TV was in Fort Myers. We brought Craig back.
Yeah.
He did a bobblehead. He just was as gracious as could be. He told the story of when Hank Aaron hit 715. And, you know, there's the great scene of the guys that come out of the stands
that are
running behind him as he rounds second base. Craig Sager was at home plate to interview Hank Aaron. And he told an incredible story about the moment and what it meant. But Hank Aaron, and I just got to meet him briefly. That familiar voice, that familiar swing, and I tweeted it out. He was a legend with his bat in his hand, but, man, he did so much more with his voice at that time in our country and in that time in baseball. And what a wonderful man. Just a super, super nice man. And that's a loss for baseball. It's a loss for everybody that knew him. You think about...
One of many losses over the course of the last 8 months.
You think about the last 13 months in baseball, the Hall of Famers that have passed away. Mm-hmm. I mean, earlier this week, Don Sutton,
right,
who was another generous person with his time, and was, I loved on the Braves broadcast.
Tommy Lasorda.
I mean, it just Tom Seaver, Bob Gibson.
Negro.
It's been rough for Cooperstown in the Hall of Fame, and today will hit a lot of people. But you know what? I think there's a lot of people that are a little bit older that are in the profession on television that I hopefully tell a lot of Hank Aaron stories. It's still, somebody just tweeted me a video of him hitting a home run as a Brewer. To me, it's still always odd to see 44 Hank Aaron playing for the Brewers.
I know it.
You know?
It's a Brave.
But I mean, even think, if you took away all of his home runs, he would still have 3,000 hits. That's amazing. amazing. It's amazing what he did. And, you know, and he delicately handled the situation when his record got broken by Barry Bonds. You know, he said all the right things.
Right.
And then
he said exactly what you wanted.
Yeah. So it's that's a tough one today at the age of 86. And you know what? And he was just, I want to say it was last week that he was, you know, because they're trying to convince older people in Georgia to get the vaccine. And him and another civil rights activist, an older civil rights activist in Atlanta, they went together. That hit me when I saw that. But if anybody got a chance to meet him, or the rare times that he would autograph baseballs, when you got that opportunity to get close to him, man, what a nice, nice gentleman.
Yeah.
And I say that as
and
a guy.
And pitchers and catchers, what? They don't report for 3 more weeks, right? Roughly?
Maybe.
Well, we hope. Andrew Young.
See, there you go. So two humongous
giants, especially
in the city of Atlanta.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe. You're going to hear something in the next week that there's a push to move Major League Baseball back a month.
I would.
Because of vaccinations.
You're going to be in the thick of it, maybe, if you believe the report out of the White House.
Well, you know, it's look at if your college basketball coming up in the month of February.
Yep, could be in big trouble. Could be. I mean, I don't know. Don't bring me no bad news.
Did I just see that, not a surprise, Nebraska-Penn State is off next week?
Yeah, they did that. At least it was on my app yesterday that it was going to be, that it was postponed.
And that's not a surprise. I mean, I don't know, Nebraska has enough players
right
to play. And I mean, are you gonna get out of quarantine this weekend and all of a sudden have to play on Wednesday when you haven't done anything except lay in a hotel room?
Yeah, I saw this crazy stat on teams that had 14 or more days off during this regular season, and it's been a lot of them. In terms of winning the next game, that first game back, it's not very good. It is rough getting back into the role. You know?
We had Darren DeVries on yesterday, and so Drake got off to a 13-0 start.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yes, we did.
I saw that. It was on the – they tweeted it out.
There was – I mean, we should have done that. I've been talking about that guy all week.
He was on the lineup.
So they
Dirty
were,
dog.
Let me tell you. So they started 13-0.
I feel some type of way about that. Right. Why was the fella asleep at the wheel?
And then – they got COVID,
right?
So it wasn't just one player, it was multiple, and they went from, okay, a regular time off, then they got added on another week, so they haven't played. D-Rock said they're scheduled to play on Tuesday. He thinks they're going
to
play.
I need to go back and listen to that. Was he cracking any sort of jokes? Or did he keep it kind of serious? Because he's charismatic.
So he was coming from practice, so... Yeah. I mean, things are a little bit serious right now at Drake. I mean, they're getting their team back. But then we started talking about Tucker and how do you recruit your own kid. He told him, so I said, when did you make the offer? Because there was times where I even think Tucker thought, man, I can't play. You know, am I going to be able to play Division I basketball at that level? Which we all were like, come on. You know, he's saying this as he's a sophomore at Elkhorn South. So Darren said it was like an afternoon in June of 19, and he wanted to make the offer. And so he knew that Tucker was home, and he went around the house looking for him, and he went into his bedroom, and he was sleeping. And he goes, well, I got to do it. So he woke him up to offer him a scholarship to Drake.
That's pretty cool.
But I mean, also,
at least he didn't assume that he could always go there if he wanted to.
No, and then you have...
Because we've heard that those assumptions don't go well.
Then you have
Was I offered? Was I not offered?
Then you have two guys... that your dad worked for that want you to come play for him, and Dana Altman and Greg McDermott.
Yeah. Yeah. Must be rough.
The home visit, you know. I mean, do you say to, if you're Darren DeVries, do you say to one of your assistants, hey, we do happen to have an official home visit. Can you come in? And the DeVries family is sitting on the couch home while you have an assistant that is trying to sell you on Drake?
Yep.
But that's cool. I mean, his son's going to play for him next year. He's on a really good team at Waukee. They were going to actually play here in Omaha this year. Actually, this month, they were going to play Omaha Central, and then Millard North was going to play LeBron James' son's team. Your favorite, Bronny?
It's not my favorite. LeBron James! I'm over that. Although LeBron did play pretty well last night.
He showed out.
He really
did. He
only
had 34.
Not as good as Donovan Mitchell, but he played well.
How about Donovan Mitchell in the post-game interview with Shaq?
That was weird. That
was great.
We talked about it.
There's a reason why.
Wait, great?
It is.
You're talking about how Mitchell handled it?
And Shaq going there.
I get it.
That's why.
After I listened to it, then I got it.
Inside the NBA on TNT is one of the best shows going. They've got incredible chemistry. Ernie Johnson is a great orchestrator of those three personalities, and they all know their role, and they're not afraid to go there. And even when you're not all in on Donovan Mitchell and you get the interview after the game that he had last night, you know, Jazz are playing really, really well, you don't shy away from it. Then, to top it off, I thought Donovan Mitchell, who we're finding out more and more about him and his personality as he, you know, sometimes you get lost in Utah. I mean, he's got a great personality.
He said, all right.
He handled it perfectly. And then he let his teammates afterwards come to his defense.
Sure. I thought it was great.
I thought it was great on both ends.
I think Shaq didn't want bad news to beat him home.
Yeah, that's what I think he was definitely saying.
You know what I mean?
So you know, in case you're the second hand, this is what I said about you earlier.
What did you think about that?
Yep.
It was awkward.
And he just wanted him to say, no, I'm working hard.
It was so ill-timed. I was like, what is Shaq doing?
Yeah, I guess from the awkward part of where the interview was at the end of a game.
Yeah.
Instead of like, it's like a one-on-one.
Yeah, that wasn't the time. I was like,
but Donovan Mitchell handled it great because, I mean, he had no idea what Shaq had said beforehand.
Right.
Yeah. And all of a sudden he hits him with that and he's like, huh?
I was still bugged at Chris Webber saying that ideally LeBron wanted to shoot over Brook Lopez and not a smaller guard. He was really trying to convince me on these switches why it's ideal to shoot over Brook Lopez. I was like, what are you talking about, C-Web? Cut it out.
How many times a week do you say that when you're watching an NBA game with Chris Webber?
When he said, get your freak on, and I was like, at halftime, and I was like, okay, I want to turn it but I just have to hear what else is coming after this.
It's really frustrating because two of my favorite basketball players that like shaped my basketball mind, Reggie Miller and Chris Webber. And
like, they're both.
And man, it is so
struggle. But do you guys
think
Chris Webber would be better without Marv Albert?
Marv Albert's tough
right
now.
You know what? Reggie doesn't bother me near as much as his critics. He gets a lot of hate. I'm with you.
You
can't even hear Marv right now because the noise, the fake crowd noise is struggling his voice. You can't even hear him.
The other night he was really, really bad. Yeah. I also think, and we kind of saw this in the NFL a little bit, and we're seeing it in some college basketball and even some college football with, you know, announcers that are not on site. You are, and I can tell you the difference between doing a game in person or remote this year. You're impacted by the crowd. I mean, for some people, it's tough to draw up that energy, you know, when there's not a huge crowd. Because there was that debate this past weekend on Sunday about the Fox broadcast to the CBS broadcast in terms of having emotion. I mean, Buck and Aikman didn't seem like they were, you know, presenting the moment like it was, where there weren't a lot of people in the Superdome. Where, you know, as a broadcaster, you can feed a little bit off the crowd, like you had in Kansas City, where you had 16,000 and it sounded pretty good. And Nance
well,
and Romo,
Green Bay was loud.
Yeah, so you get the announcers that I think they feed off the crowd. I think Marv Albert is not good doing remote, and Marv Albert is getting up there, and I don't know what the appeal is to keep Marv Albert as part of your, you know, your number one, you know, broadcaster. But I wonder if you took Webber or Reggie Miller away from Marv Albert and put him with Kevin Harlan. You know, who is their number two?
I like Kevin Harlan.
What that does for those guys if we think of them differently, but.
Can't stand him. Can't stand him. When he does radio, especially TV, when he does football on
Talking
radio.
The guy that does the Super Bowl in Westwood.
And it's a horrible job he does, too. If he tells me one more time that we're outside the numbers or inside
I
the
knew
numbers
that was coming.
Or the middle part
I
where the chest high
coming.
Pass, it's so annoying. And he doesn't use a spotter, so he doesn't know who caught the ball for like 15 words. And I'm waiting, okay, so who caught it? Who caught it? Keep saying words. Another adjective. Go for another. Oh, now you know who caught the ball. He's annoying as hell.
Oh, God.
Basketball, I don't care about. But football-wise, he's not good on radio. Someone told him years ago, hey, be more descriptive. And so now he's the whole thesaurus.
How are you?
So we got Turkey. We got Beyonce. We have Kevin Harlan.
How are you disgracing him? The former voice of the Kansas City Chiefs?
I don't care who he was voice of at any point in his life.
When you not heard him call a Christian Okoye touchdown?
I have not heard him do anything except destroy football on the radio.
Guy's in the Super Bowl. Guy's doing the Super
he
Bowl.
He does it. I mean, it's great for him. Wonderful. Many more. I'd rather about a dozen guys do it over him. They just like him because he yells a lot. That's it. Growls. He's a growler.
Growler.
The big growler.
Growler.
They love the growling.
So apparently, they don't like Biden. He growled yesterday at a reporter.
He did.
Come on, man.
Well, it's a weird situation now because these reporters, especially in the Washington, D.C. pool, have all been waiting for a new president so they can do. But you got to realize, just because he's a new president, doesn't mean you can just ask him a bunch of stupid stuff. You actually still have to ask decent questions. He's not just going to be, you're fine because, you know, I'm not Trump. I mean, come on. Don't be stupid. Think about your question. Ask it to yourself first and think how you would answer it. And then if you go, oh, okay, that was a dumb question. Or it's a good question. Whatever.
Well, this didn't take very long.
What?
Hey, George, our guy in Fremont, who is a Bills fan, he's already gotten at me at 10:09.
Wow. Nice. Good job.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
He goes, Wait. Did you know that Chiefs don't have kingdoms? They have chiefdoms.
Who?
That is true. They do have chiefdoms.
Roe Bartle will be rolling over in his grave.
That's a good former point. Mayor chiefdoms is a big point.
Yeah. Who's the Bills fan in Fremont?
His name's Eric.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Eric?
Who are the Chieftains again, by the way? Who are the Chieftains?
Bellevue East.
Bellevue East, thank you. I knew it was somebody local.
Which, anybody surprised that that's lasted this long?
Well, I don't know.
Which part?
It's not an insult, I don't think.
So what was it like? I don't think you were living here. I wasn't living here.
When Millard South
changed. Was that a big deal?
It kind of flew under the radar. It wasn't a big deal to me.
I did a thing. It was 10 years after it happened. We were doing a morning show and we're talking about different names because the Redskins was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And we interviewed people from over there who asked about it, and everybody seemed like they were fine with it. They weren't upset. I couldn't find anybody who was mad about it.
Well, I got in this discussion last night, JV basketball game at Westside, and they were playing Elkhorn North. And so Elkhorn North is the Wolves. Okay, so how did they come up with that nickname? Like, we need to be better at coming up with nicknames. We got two new high schools that are going to open here in Omaha.
Yeah.
We can't have, like, these just generic, like, Tigers.
Don't you think when they open, there actually are wolves out there? Like, the location where that school is, they probably were wolves.
I don't know. They got a good color scheme.
Oh, they got a great color scheme.
Yeah, and they got, by the way, they got a nice high school. But yeah, can we get, right around so the school that is, by the way, is like, because I'm kind of over in that area, 60th and L, which they are making a lot of progress on.
Yeah, they're really killing it. The
that one, and then Don Benning High School. Can we get good nicknames? Did I say that? How come they haven't named that high school after your dad?
Does it have a name yet?
No.
No, they don't have a name yet.
I don't know.
Because some people are speculating that because you have Northwest, it'll be something along those lines. Or
a direction?
Or, yeah, the school at 60th and L will be a directional school.
Yeah. I think they should, you know, there were two high schools there before. I would combine the two high school names from the old school and make that the new school. That's what I would do. Because all the different generations, like my wife remembers it as one school. The people who are older remember it as a different school.
What are you talking about, like Rummel and Ron Colley? Or?
No, at 60th and L, with the two, there were
yeah,
two.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what.
No, the school at 60th and L. It was the public school.
Yeah, wasn't that where?
No, I thought there was a Catholic. There wasn't Bishop.
There was
Ryan.
Both a Catholic school and it was Ryan Elementary. It was Ryan, and then there was another school.
The one on 60th, wasn't that the old Rummel?
That's not what I've been told.
I'm pretty sure.
I've never heard it called that.
It was Omaha Christian Academy for a little bit. That was their headquarters.
But it was Ryan is when because my boys went to school there when they were rebuilding Westside. Oh. Well, their school they go to, they were rebuilding it, and so they had to go to school there. And everybody would say, oh, they're in the old Ryan building. But there was another school they would say, too.
I don't know.
They would say, that's the old Saint something.
Huh.
And the only reason I know Ryan is because that's where Adrian Fiala went to high school, and so he would tell
stories
about.
I
remember that.
So that would be a nice way to dedicate it kind of to the old school names, what they used to be.
I would be okay with that instead of calling it, like, where would you call it there, South? I don't know, Southwest?
L Street High?
Southeast? I mean.
I like your name.
I mean, let's be generic. I mean, they're generic.
Although
generic
your dad
and Lincoln.
I think it should be in elementary school.
Elementary school?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, it seems like most of the high schools are directional.
They would make the high school. They'd name it after your dad and would force you to take your kids out of
Burke.
West Side.
Harry A. Burke.
Yep.
I mean, you'd be
Daniel
forced,
J.
You'd
Gross.
Be forced so, to go
well,
he, there.
That's who gave the money, right?
No, because that's
Scott
not until
gave
2023.
The money. Gross was the Archbishop.
Believe me, we did the years.
Did the what?
If that ever happened, the pressure to go there. And
oh,
like
got it,
who
right.
would be able to go?
That's
there.
Why it should be in elementary school. There's no pressure.
Bishop Ryan was at 60th and L.
Bishop Ryan.
Yeah.
So it was
Bishop Ryan is one, but
there's another school too. Wasn't there also a public school there?
People are saying St. Joseph's.
Yeah,
okay,
that's what it was.
Joseph,
the
so I said that before.
That's
it was Joseph
it was.
And Ryan.
That's what it was.
Thank
so you.
You
could do
Sean
like a Joseph
Pat
Ryan
and the,
kind of thing.
HOF for Frank Ryan.
Yeah.
Hey, he actually is.
Yeah. It was a thing or two about baseball.
He said HOF for he actually.
We have
is.
A disagreement on his favorite basketball team, but that's okay. We agree on a lot
Wait
of things.
Wait a minute. Who's his favorite basketball team?
They play right here in town. And it's not where his daughter is employed. I mean, it's amazing.
Is it Creighton?
Yeah. He's a huge Creighton basketball fan. I think he has it stored.
He's got my guy all on blast.
I think he's got it stored in his text messages. That when Creighton beats Nebraska, he sends me, it's still a blue state. That's why I haven't blocked until now.
Oh, so we were both right. It was Rummel, then became Ryan Liberal Catholic School.
When was it St. Joseph's?
Okay, so Frank said it. Rummel merged with merged with Notre Dame to become Ron Colley.
To become Ron Colley?
No, wait a minute.
The school, Rummel High School here, is a sister school to my high school in New Orleans.
Which is used to be a really good athletic high school. I remember there used to be.
Rummel was in. So Rummel in New Orleans. I went to De La Salle.
Yeah.
The Rummel in New Orleans was
so
not associated
so
with the Rummel
bitter?
Here.
So which one is it that you don't like? Is it Jesuit or
I don't like
Christian
Jesuits.
Brothers?
I'm a Christian brother, not Jesuits. That was our enemy. The Jesuits were our enemy. We're Christian Brothers schools. But so the Rummel that's there, which is still a really good academic school, was not the Rummel that was related to the one here. De La Salle, the person who started that school in New Orleans, was also the person that started the school here. It's weird. I walked in there the first time, and I went, that's the same picture we have when we walk into De La Salle.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me the story. Yeah.
before it switched over to being.
Well, whatever they're going to name those schools, let's hope we don't. They don't just come up with the Tigers or the Bears.
Tigers. What do you want it to be?
Tigers are the number one nickname.
Be
you know that, right?
Yeah, but let's be unique with nicknames. I mean, we do have some unique nicknames in this town.
But you have to be careful.
Like Omaha?
Well, okay.
You got to be careful.
So the Packers, but that's tied into that community.
That makes sense because of meatpacking. Yeah,
the South
sure.
High Packers right. makes right. sense.
Yes, it
now,
fits.
Now, nowadays, if you go to school there, you're probably like, why are we called the Packers? Because where the Pack, you know.
But you still drive by where it is. It's still packing house.
I mean, it's over there, it doesn't look like it, but it smells like it.
Right across from the Stockyards.
Packing and Mackin.
Where the movie theater used to be.
I mean, the Vikings. How many Vikings do you think actually were hanging out at 30th and Ames?
Not a lot.
It depends.
Did
that used to be Norwegian?
You know what always confuses me about that is that you guys are blue, right?
Yeah.
And I think they should be purple. And so every time I would see them, like, why are they not in purple? They're the Vikings.
It is no longer you guys. Just saying.
I'm still putting you in there.
Just saying. Yeah. I was kicked out of the family.
I never understood that, why it was blue and not purple.
It's all good.
Yeah. Well, you have to be careful.
Still go support the STEM program or something.
You have to be careful with nicknames because if you pick something that you think is very creative, it could then eventually be something that people hate.
So basically we're safe. Like Millard, we've got the Wildcats and the Mustangs, and now we have the Patriots.
Yeah. But somehow Chieftains was still cool, right? That was never a big deal? I don't know the history, really.
I mean, I think Thunderbirds is a really good nickname.
Thunderbirds is a really good nickname. I like Thunderbirds.
Why not just Ripple?
T-Birds.
I mean, before
T-Bird Kingdom,
before
right?
any of us were here, there were a lot of dragons that were out in suburban Omaha and Gretna.
Apparently. I think the dragons is one of the best nicknames. Like Gretna Dragons is really good.
I should... Next time we do a Gretna game, I'm gonna dig into why
Would
they got that nickname.
Would you rather be like a dragon or a Trojan? Trojan is kind of cool. That's Platteview.
Then there's a whole bunch of jokes about condoms.
No.
Yes, there is.
If you're 10.
Yes, there is. No, adults, everybody else. It's a lot of jokes
difference
about
difference between you and me. I was immediately thinking Reggie Bush. You were thinking sex.
I was thinking condoms, which is, you know, condoms. Anyway.
Which usually is.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes.
Well, when
sometimes
is it not?
You put water balloons and you throw them at people.
Yeah, okay. That's not happening. But
because condoms hold together better?
Although balloons are cheaper.
Yeah. Well, not. Condoms are free, my friend. Condoms are free. Yeah, if you're paying for a condom, you're doing it wrong. Yes, you are.
I like to know where things came from.
I know exactly where they come from. The health office.
A fishbowl.
The health office.
Hey, grab
exactly.
all you want.
Exactly. Take as many
pride.
As you want. Right.
Nah.
Yeah. No, not Trojans. I was a Cavalier. That's what Dill Salad.
So one more quick thing on her condom.
Cavalier.
Because this brought up a story.
Speaking of which, congrats Isaac Trout. Another nice offer.
Yeah. Virginia.
That was the other day.
Mate, I know.
He just got that one like through Wednesday.
Keep yeah. I just said, speaking of which, I forgot.
Virginia.
So when I went to orientation at the University of Minnesota, part of the orientation was about safe sex on campus,
mm-hmm.
and they gave everybody condoms, like welcome to orientation condoms.
You could just walk over to the health office and they had condoms everywhere.
Welcome to
when I was in college.
Yeah, I didn't think about that as younger when I was doing water balloons.
When I was in high school, so my sophomore year
welcome,
we had health.
That's all I think of now.
And in health class, they brought us.
Y'all ready?
They brought you condoms. Huh? It was all boys' school. So it was no big deal.
Why?
So we had Cavaliers. I was Cavaliers. Brother Martin was the Crusaders. St. Augustine's the Purple Knights.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that one.
Purple Knights is a good one.
Let's see. So I was a St. Pius X Bear, and then I was a Maroon for a year, and then I finished as a Jayhawk.
I was a St. Rita Rocket.
Yeah, the Dowling Maroons.
I was a Wildcat, then a Panther.
Panthers.
Then a Husky.
Okay. And then a Husker.
Yeah.
And then Dodge, a Panther again.
Wait, what was Lothrop? What was my third grade school?
My wife would know that. You both got bussed there.
Lothrop. What was Lothrop?
I've driven by it. I don't know.
Dodge was the Wildcats. Morton was the Panthers. I don't know Lothrop.
All right, so it is our goal here today.
Rumble, by the way, is the Raiders. Rumble Raiders.
See, that's a good. That rolls
it
right
was,
off
it
the tongue.
It was a good one. Yeah, it was a good one.
How about Pirates? Does anybody want to be a Pirate?
Not really.
I would. You know what? Now that you bring that up, that's probably one of those schools would be named the Pirates.
Don't you think?
I don't know. They're going to go generic because, as Michael alluded to, and he's right, they don't want to be controversial. Like, if you're the new high school out in the Northwest area, what would be a nickname for that area?
Too far away? I don't know. BFE? Let's go BFE, the BFE team.
I don't know.
I don't know what's out there.
So they'll go something very generic.
It's interesting too. If that was just so hypothetically the nickname or the name
of the school, yeah.
I wonder if they would pick something that he actually like played an integral role in, like either
like
adopt a school or
like
what
or
about pace. The Mavericks?
As a wrestler, coaching wrestling.
Oh, yeah, you may be on to something right
there. That's a good one. That's a good
one. And he was kind of a pioneer.
The Benning Mavericks.
I like that.
Man, I am just solving problems today.
Hey, that makes
Chiefs by 50 on
Roy
Sunday, Eric.
That may stick. Mavericks? I like that.
That's not bad.
Now, here's another question I have, because this always, you know, elicits, and thank you to everybody that's now chiming in. How did Elkhorn South get their nickname?
The Storm?
That's very, like...
It goes with it, though. Elkhorn South Storm, it's got alliteration, kind of. You don't think it goes well? The South Storm? You like to have that same letter when you can.
I mean, they got a good.
That's what we said. Rumble
they got a good
Raiders
logo,
good
and
one.
I like their color scheme.
Yeah.
Lance said Cougars. No, we don't want Benning Cougars. No, we. I like the Mavericks.
I think he was talking about what he wants—a Cougar.
See, Elkhorn High. Elkhorn High is unique. The antlers.
Maybe it had to do with what was roaming the area before the school was built.
There's certainly lots of
antlers. Santa Claus and the reindeer?
They still are out there now. You still see deer out there.
Oh, I know. I drive home every night, and if it's dark, it's hectic.
Still all right, I got one for you now that we're thinking of that. Instead of the Benning Mavericks, going to be like the turkeys. Which is a lot of turkeys
there's a lot
wandering
of turkeys.
Around
Toms.
Out there.
The no, Toms. The Benning Toms.
No, that's not even a cool. Like, can you have a like a tough-looking turkey?
No. Well, yeah, you can. Virginia Tech.
You can.
Virginia Tech's got a tough-looking turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you got the little gobbler thing.
Yeah,
well,
you
what, do you think comes with a turkey?
You have to have that. That's part of it.
Yeah. I don't know.
I believe a Hokie is like a castrated turkey.
Oh, wow.
Don't be that.
A lot of
that. Don't be that.
No. Hey, what happened? I don't know. I don't know.
Well, if you stick with the Nebraska themes, there's all the beef and cattle and all that stuff, you know, that's out there. That's very Nebraska.
Yeah.
Corn, obviously, is big
Mavericks.
Nebraska.
You may be hired.
Go back to Bug Eaters. I love that. I think that's one of the best nicknames that isn't used right now. Bug Eaters was good.
They never do. Whenever they do all these throwbacks, they never go back to the Bug
they
Eaters.
They should. Well, you know who owns the licensing to it?
Mike Osborne?
No. That's funny. He owns everything else. No offense. It's, oh, my God. He ran for Congress. He won. And he got beat. Tall dude. Runs a lot. Blondish hair. Oh, my God. What's his name?
Brad Ashford?
Brad Ashford. His family owns the patent for
Bug Eaters. All the time.
That is so random.
Isn't it crazy? Yes, his family owns it.
That is like really
random. At
least
5 years ago, he still did. I had him on for a thing, and we started talking about it. So whenever they sell that merchandise in the store, they were getting like a cut of it.
Like, you know how Nebraska really want, like, they're trying to bring back the old Herbie? Like, sure. I think the old basketball Herbie is really cool. That I wonder if they would ever go even further back.
Well, the old Herbie was spooky looking.
Well, you avoid that at all costs.
That thing was really spooky. It looks spookier than Pistol Pete or whatever Pete is name over at the Boilers. That guy looks horrible with no eyes.
From, Purdue Pete?
Yeah, Purdue Pete is scary.
Well, and then you've got Pistol Pete in Stillwater.
That's a good one. I like him.
The early ones was a little bit frightening.
Yeah.
Well, did they take his guns?
And he had real guns back then.
Mm-hmm.
They take his guns in the picture?
They had the real guns, yeah.
Remember when the mascots used to have their heads were those gigantic, like the old Herbie? And the Pistol Pete were like these monstrous plastic things they wore?
Yeah, like
you know they still have that? Is Wake Forest.
With the Demon Deacon?
That thing is giant. Yeah.
George?
How many
Will Sharpie be happy on Monday? Will Tampa Bay be playing for a Super Bowl?
You just asked a Packer fan that.
No, I'm getting to him in a minute.
You said, will Tampa Bay be playing
for a Super Bowl? Kansas City be playing in the Super Bowl.
I was confused, too, but I just let him
know. I was like, yeah.
Germans.
Sharpie. Will the guy sitting across from me, will the Green Bay Packers be playing in the Super Bowl?
Yes, yes.
We're looking at a little producer on talent crime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to have fun for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. I have Packers Bills, and he has Chiefs Bucks.
So I have more confidence in the Packers than I do the Chiefs.
Me too.
Because I don't think
with respect to each individual game.
Yes, I don't think
I still can't believe it's only three, which is the only reason I like Tampa. It should be six.
Well, it's 3.5.
It should be six.
Yeah.
They're significantly better than Tampa Bay.
But you don't think they look at the fact they beat them badly, though, in the first game?
No, because those guys know.
The money is on the Packers.
I mean, Green Bay looks unbeatable sometimes.
Here's my thing with Tampa.
Like, they could score at will.
Here's my thing with Tampa. They beat one playoff team during the season, and that was Green Bay before these two.
Sure.
They beat a guy who started in the XFL, and they beat Breeze in an awful game, and Brady probably could have thrown three picks himself.
Easily, yeah.
I like how Green Bay's playing.
And Aaron Rodgers could have thrown two.
And Aaron Rodgers is a cold-weather quarterback. They'll
be fine. So is Tom Brady.
They'll pick on Devin White.
Well, you got telephone.
Well, your problem is that they can, if they do, I think Ronald Jones could have a huge game. If he's healthy, he could have a huge game. Because that physical power running back can have a good game against the Packers.
I don't think the Bucs will get to Rodgers.
You don't think so?
No.
They got to him four times the first time.
I don't think so now. I don't think they will get to him now.
He was only sacked 20 times. 9 of them were in 2 games. Yeah. Name the other game.
He hadn't been sacked since that game, right?
He hadn't been sacked against the blitz. He got 17 times they blitzed in that game, which is ridiculous. He was 6 of 17 with the sacks. Mm-hmm. The other game that they had, he was sacked 5 times in another game.
Happened early on.
Carolina, middle of the season. Carolina sacked him 5 times.
Jesus.
I don't remember that at all.
Well, it was an ugly game.
I don't remember that game at all. 24-17, I believe, was the final.
So there's the stat that is out there. You get Brady and Rodgers, which is going to be kind of fun.
Sure.
Aaron Rodgers has 412 career touchdown passes, and he's only thrown 89 interceptions.
Incredible. I know. It's incredible. It's unbelievable.
That is like, and he's, he might turn into one of the best play action quarterbacks of all time.
This year, I said the stat earlier, on play action, he's like 27-0.
Mm-hmm.
Or 22-0. 22 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. That's nuts.
That's, I don't know. I feel more confident in Green Bay than I do Kansas City, but we'll see. The weather is going to be rough in both places.
26 degrees, but no wind and no snow. So that's actually a nice day, I believe, in January in Lambeau. Don't you think? Compared to what it could be.
Kansas City, it's going to be raining.
Is it?
Yep. Oh, it's all about the wind.
That's always messy. I like the under in that game already. I like the idea of rain. That's good.
And, geez, they're going to have to wait until kickoff.
The first game, they scored 37 points, right?
Who, Kansas City?
No, it was 27-10 or something like that?
26-17.
26-17? Is that 43?
And here's what's crazy about it. In the conference championship games, first quarters almost always are unders. Maybe you're feeling a team out or whatever, but it's almost always unders.
So I gave the stat about Rodgers. You gave one. Here's another one that is mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm.
So Green Bay is the best first-half offense, scoring offense
second quarter,
in the NFL.
Best second-quarter offense,
When Rodgers leads at halftime at Lambeau in his career, he's 71-1.
I saw that,
Leads at halftime at Lambeau.
Well, he's against the number. He's 27-10-1. That's when they're a favorite by less than 7, which is the situation now.
But here's another number. If by chance Tampa Bay wins, essentially what Donovan McNabb and Ken Stabler and Aaron Rodgers all have the same record in conference championship games.
Yeah, it hasn't been successful.
So that'd be what, 4 losses, 1-4.
Yeah.
We'll see though. If he didn't, he got the title, so he won't get the Rivers treatment. But
maybe he'll get the fake Ken Stabler love. That guy's way overrated.
He was. Like I told you, big games for whatever reason, man.
Way
fourth overrated. Quarters and big games. He made the plays. It's weird.
Another guy in the Hall of Fame with a 1-to-1 touchdown interception ratio.
He made a play. Now,
how are you going to feel
Bradshaw's
about
close,
Eli?
Right? Isn't Bradshaw close?
Yeah. So is Favre. Nah, he's not real. Yeah, kind of. But Favre,
well, Favre did have the most interceptions in the history of the league, right?
Super Bowl though.
Yeah.
How are you going to feel about George. Eli when he goes in?
He's going to go in. He's 2 times.
I'm not.
Again, you start a team. Who do you take, Rivers or Manning?
Rivers.
Right. I don't think anybody would be taking, unless you're a Giants fan, are you taking Manning? But and some Giant fans would be like, no, we'll take Rivers.
Listen, Phillip Rivers lost a quarterback or a coach. They got fired after 14 wins.
Who was his best coach?
14 wins.
Was that Schottenheimer?
Schottenheimer? Yeah.
Was it 14?
14-2.
That's crazy.
And he got fired.
Yep. Their ownership group. And
dude, that had five coaches.
That has hurt them as much as anything.
Five. Okay.
Phillip Rivers is going to coach. He'll have to coach a long time, make a little high school money because he got to put all his kids through school.
He made plenty of money in school. There's no school that costs that much money. He's good.
He made 25 alone this year.
Yeah, he's fine.
Let Sam have his 13 mil, and he's still chill. Here, one for each of you. He's Here's fine. A mil for each of you kiddos.
And he's got a couple of different charities, so he just, he got tax breaks.
Are you going to use the L word?
That's why I got – no. That's why people have those charities. They know what they can do with it.
Well, he's also got something else strong, as you can see, by the 9 kids.
I did see a great line.
Will?
Did you see the headline? Did you see the headline that said...
He's got some fortitude.
They said he's pulled out of the He's pulled out of the league.
Yeah.
Did you see the first time he's ever done that?
No.
No.
I don't think he was 9 for 9. He's not like Creighton against Villanova seven years ago.
She's been pregnant for like 13 straight or 18 straight years.
Some people enjoy that.
Being pregnant?
Wouldn't know.